out of the program.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
Ron, you talk about Joe Biden a lot. I understand. You think you're going to be running against him. I can see how you might get confused. But you're running for governor. You're running for governor. And I have a question for you. You're running for governor. Why don't you look in the eyes of the people of the state of Florida and say to them, if you're reelected, you will serve a full 4-year term as governor. Yes or no? Yes or no, Ron? Will you serve a full 4-year term if you're reelected governor of Florida? It's not a tough question. It's a fair question. He won't tell you.
We did not agree on the candidates asking each other questions. Governor, it's your turn.
Well, listen, I know that Charlie's interested in talking about 2024 and Joe Biden, but I just want to make things very, very clear. The only worn out old donkey I'm looking to put out to pasture is Charlie Crist. And you want to talk about standing up for taxpayers. When Charlie Crist was governor, he ran saying he would not raise taxes. He became governor, and he signed off on the largest increase in taxes and fees in the history of the state of Florida.
That's time,
we
governor.
Just enacted the largest decrease in taxes in the history of Florida.
Thank you, Governor. Congressman, you have 30 seconds.
Yeah, well, Ron, we know you love to bully people, and the little name-calling you just exchanged, I can take it. But you shouldn't do it when children are standing behind you at a press conference and they're wearing a mask.
I seriously hope Floridians were watching last night because, you know, obviously Charlie Crist kicked Ron DeSantis' arrogant little bunda all over that stage, all over it. Just kept saying to him, why are you such a bully? What is it about you that makes you want to fight culture wars and not lower homeowners insurance? What is it that makes you think that CRT is being taught in schools? What is it about you that makes you want to bully little children in school? What is it about you that makes you want to bully teachers, that makes 9,000 teachers just up and quit because of you? What is it about you that everything with you has to do with a culture war and not inflation and not insurance fraud and not, insurance companies leaving the state, not climate change and not infrastructure? What is it about you that makes you this way? Oh, that's right. You want to run for president. And you know that you're going to have to compete against the nut jobs in your party like Greg Abbott. And the two of you are going to have to whip it out and see who can knock things off their desk, with greater gusto and brag about deporting people and brag about moving people across the country and brag about bullying and book burning and book banning. This is what they're into. I just hope Floridians were watching last night. I really, really do. Because this was great. I mean, it was really, really good. Nobody thought that Charlie Crist was going to be that much of a contender. I don't think anybody thought that he would be that strong. And he is. He absolutely, positively is. He knows who he is. He knows what to do. He knows how to lower, costs for Floridians. He knows how to manage the insurance industry. He knows how to go after insurance frauds. He knows how to go after tax cheats. And by the way, the thing that, when Crist was governor and he was a Republican and he did have a Republican legislature who, if DeSantis is to be believed, raised taxes on Floridians, what they actually raised was like the cost of tags, auto tags, car tags, and things like that, and the cost to file a lawsuit. And they did it because we were in the middle of a Republican recession. Okay, that is why they did it. They did it because Republicans crashed the economy yet again in 2008. Okay. Now, Ron death sentence has the American Rescue Plan money. He's got the infrastructure package money. He's got, the Inflation Reduction Act money. He's got all of this Democratic money that was voted into Florida by Democrats for Ron DeSantis to brag about. And he refuses to say anything good about anybody that gave him billions of dollars to brag about. It was very sick. It was very sad. And there was a lot of name calling, a lot of it. And it was just bizarre. It was bizarre. And, you know, when it comes to being pro-business, Crist was a Republican, then he became an independent, and he's been a Democrat for 10 years, okay, for 10. But, you know, he criticized, you know, DeSantis because DeSantis is nothing but a bully, and it's always about cultural things, not about law, not about governing, not about balancing, not about inflation, not about, you know, fiscal responsibility or any. No, he went after Disney. And he went after the cruise industry because he wanted to be brutal about, you know, his cultural belief that masks were ridiculous.
I'm pro-business. I want to make sure we keep our businesses open. I'm not the governor who attacked Walt Disney World because they deigned to express their point of view. I'm not the governor who attacked the cruise industry because they just wanted to make sure that their customers weren't sick before they got on the boat. That's you. You're the most anti-business governor I've ever seen.
That's time, Congressman.
And his jaw, did you see his jaw? His jaw is doing that 1980s cocaine slide. You know what that is, right? You know what that is. We all know what that is. We're old enough to remember the 1980s cocaine slide. I'm surprised he didn't ask for a timeout to go get a bump in the bathroom in the midst of all this. But I mean, I'm watching his jaw slide, and I could just imagine my hair about three times the size that it is now, sitting in my silver little Toyota MR2 with Sister Christian blaring, you know, from Night Ranger and my She's Only Rock and Roll sticker on my car. What is the deal with that? You know, if he runs for president, the DeSantis, he needs to run with Junior so they could share their stash. He was obviously wasted last night. He was obviously bumped up. He was obviously, I don't want to say it's crack because it's powder. He's white. But that was just so obvious. And Chris said to him, What is it about you? Why do you even think that critical race theory is being taught in Florida schools? Why?
He talks about not teaching about the history of our country that might offend some people in our schools. We ought to teach facts in our schools. We ought to teach the truth in our schools. There's an old expression, Ron. Those who don't know history may be condemned to repeat it. Usually people use that in reference to the Holocaust. It could just as easily be referenced to slavery in our country. It happened. It's a fact. We shouldn't have a whitewash approach to educating our children. That's not right. How are they going to do well in life if they don't even know our own history? And we're not going to teach people to hate each other in our schools. I don't know where you get that idea. I don't have hate in my heart, and I don't think we need to be doing that in our schools. Why you think that's happening right now is beyond me. We need to get back on track. We need to apply common sense. We need to do what's right.
I mean, I don't even know why he thinks, you know, and that was a legitimate, I don't know why Ron DeSantis thinks that CRT is being taught in our schools. I don't even have any idea why he thinks that. Why do you think that? And this was his answer, I swear to God.
Yeah, so if you look around the country, they do have programs, unfortunately. Well, they will take a student, look at their race, say, okay, you're white, you're an oppressor. If you're black, you're oppressed. And think about what that does to a 6 or 7 year old kid. That's wrong. You're seeing that. You have people that are teaching.
You're seeing that?
And actually, his running mate has said this in the past, that teaching the United States was built on stolen land. That is inappropriate for our schools. It's not true.
What?
And I'm happy that we're going to be able to have accurate history, and we're going to make sure that we honor those who have sacrificed so that we can be free.
It did happen. We did actually conquer this place. We're not from here. Nobody here is from here unless you're a Native American, unless you are, you know, an original American, then no. And nobody, you know, this is just so frustrating. Nobody teaches that white children are oppressors and black six-year-olds are victims. It doesn't happen. Why? I mean, this is such bunk. It's such bullcrap. And it's astonishing that they have the nads to get up on a stage in front of adults, in front of people who read papers or watch a little news every night, and people are trying to, figure out what's going on in this world, to say that that is happening with a straight face. Well, his face was not straight. It was coked.